I had 8 trucks of cement, a cement pumper, and it was going to pour the foundation that day. The first truck sunk to its axles, and I said, okay, God, you're on. I need you right now because I've got $10,000 sitting here, and I'm not going to be able to pour this my foundation. And I got on my knees in front of 20 people, and I prayed to God. I said, Lord, I need your help. He told me to call another pumping unit to come out over here to pump from one truck into another truck. And, of course, I thought, that can't be from God. He's not going to tell me that. And I argued again. I said, there's no way, Lord, that I'm going to get another pumping truck out here at 7 in the morning. I called my wife. I said, God wants me to get another pumper to pump into the other pumper. And within 30 minutes, he was out there. And I was blown away. I told my wife what had happened. I told my Bible study what had happened. And I got a lot of inquisitive looks. They didn't really want to believe that I did that. But I knew it was real. I totally knew it was real.
So that was going to be my next question. How did people respond to you, not just that time, but in general, as you begin to hear God and speak things out and obey that word that you heard? How did people respond to you?
Well, in order to come to the Lord, I had to lose a lot of my old friends. And that was a painful thing because I've known them for 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I was a different person. And so I lost a lot of friendships, but I made even greater friendships in the Bible studies that I'm in right now. I've been going to this men's Bible study for 12 years, every Tuesday at 6 in the morning for 12 years. And that relationship has grown. And even within that Bible study, I get those inquisitive looks and, oh, yeah, right. And I had one incident when I was building my home that I had a worker come. He couldn't drive, so I had to go pick him up. It was July 7th, 2003. And I brought him to my house. I had to go to the bank, and I was gone for 5 hours. I came home, and he was drunk. I had left some beer in an ice chest, and he decided to drink all day. And I was very upset and angry, and I went to another room, got on my knees, and again said, Lord, I need your help. And the Lord specifically told me to pay the man for today, and I argued because I didn't want to. And he said, on the way home, I want you to talk to him. I said, okay, God. And I said, and I was writing the check not to pay him that day. And the Lord said, I told you what to do. Tore the check up and paid him that day. And I was driving him home, and he lived by the airport. And I could hear the Lord say, turn around and tell him these words. What I'm about to tell you is the truth. And I argued with God, and I said, no, I'm not going to do it. You tell him. And he said, I can't tell him because he doesn't have the Spirit, Holy Spirit within him. I turned around, and in Spanish, I told the man to stop drinking, that he needs to stop beating his wife when he's drinking. I completely told this man everything that he was doing wrong. I felt I was in the back seat watching myself and this gentleman talk. I was totally blown away. When we arrived, I thought he was going to beat me up because the things that I told him, I mean, I told him the truth. And he gets out of the car and he says, I needed to hear that. And he walked off. And I'm shaking and I'm just couldn't believe what just happened. And I truly believe that was my first prophetic word that I've gotten. It took me 6 months to tell my Bible study because I thought they're going to think I'm crazy. And I finally told them. And then from then on, the prophetic in me just started to balloon.
How did your Bible study group respond?
They didn't believe me. Only out of 9 men, one did, a man named Lou, who's about 13 years older than me. And he pulled me aside and he says, I believe it. I truly believe it. And Lou has been studying the Bible. He does 3 Bible studies a week, and he's 75 years old. And he's on fire for the Lord, and he grounded me. And we became very, very close because this was new to me. I had no clue what was happening to me. It was totally new. And out of those nine, he's the only one that believed me.
So how did you wind up here at the Journey? How long have you been at the Journey, and how did you wind up here?
We've been here about 3.5 years. I was looking for something to do on Saturday night and listened to music, and the Journey popped up, and I noticed that there was 3 churches being here, having attendance here. And the Lord said, I want you to go to all 3. So I explained to my wife, I'm going to 3 Bibles, and, 3 churches.
And your wife was like, yay!
She said, I'll go to 1, and we ended up coming here. But it was during that time, I had left a mega church, and the Lord had wanted me to go to many churches. For 2 years, we were searching for a church, and that's how we ended up here. And
so you went from a mega church to a micro church.
Yes, and I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm truly blessed.
Well, good. So how did what barriers did you have to overcome to hear? I know you had some, the nun slapping you on the knuckle. That's a barrier. But what other barriers, like internal barriers, you've kind of expressed some doubt that it was God, or so what are some barriers?
Well, at first I've learned in retrospect that God will always get you out of your comfort zone. So my big issue was, am I hearing my own conscience? Am I hearing God, or am I hearing the devil? Because you get confused because you think, why am I being pushed out of my comfort zone? And God will always do that. So that was my big issue. And okay. I struggled with that.
So you struggled with what are you hearing or who are you hearing?
Who am I hearing? Okay. Right.
So how did you overcome that?
By listening and by being obedient.
Okay.
If the Lord told me to take a right turn and I would say, no, I'm going to go straight, I would not see a blessing. But then when the Lord would say, take a right turn, I would take a right turn, I would see a blessing. And it's through that experience that you trust in Him. Mm-hmm. And I started to trust in everything that He told me.
Okay.
And that's what it is. It's by my measure of faith. And it's taken me a long time to understand that. But it's by your measure of faith. Do you truly believe in what He's telling you? Yes, I do. And every time that I've done that, it's come true.
Okay.
It's and you have to test. Have to test the Spirit.
So describe, if you can, not why you hear, but how you hear. Do you hear, see, sense, feel, or all of the above? How do you actually hear God?
I would hear God in my left ear. And at the early stages of this, I would say, Lord, because I used to hear Him that way when I was younger, mm-hmm. my left ear. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, can you talk to me face to face? And He started to do that. So I knew it was Him because I asked Him to change the way I hear. When I hear, I just void my mind completely. I don't try to think things out. And God just speaks to me. And God uses me to convey messages to other people through the prophetic word that mm-hmm. I have.
So you say He speaks to how? Does He speak to you like where you can hear it? Does He speak to you in images?
No.
I
actually hear a voice. It's a gentleman's voice. I've heard Jesus cry. I've heard Him laugh. I've heard every emotion. And my personal love relationship with Him has grown to the point where we're buddies. I mean, he's my friend. And we share things. And to hear Him cry, to hear Him pray for people, shakes me up. Really does.
That's good. Well, so you've been here 3.5 years.
Yes.
And so you have changed as a person.
Oh, yes.
A lot. So right. that friendship with Jesus isn't just for to tell other people, it's for you. It's
yes.
changing you at the very core.
And I think that's what most people miss, is that the Bible isn't for everybody. It's for you. Whatever you get out of the Bible is a personal relationship with God. We use the Bible, we misinterpret Scripture because we can justify anything in our lives. And we think, oh, well, the Bible's for my spouse. You know, I need mm-hmm. to fix her. I need to fix my children.
Amen, amen.
And that's wrong. We wish, right?
We wish. It's a whole lot easier.
But
it's our fault. Yeah.
It's The sanctification process, yeah. which God has been taking me through for the last 13, 14 years, has been incredible. I am not the same person I was 13 years ago.
What's the biggest difference?
My love for people, my self-esteem. Okay. I think I had to humble myself, and the humility is the key. If you're not going to humble yourself and not be obedient to His word, you'll miss the blessings. So many times I would never take that right turn. I would go on and I'd miss the blessings. And now I'm there for every blessing.
So when you were out rounding up business, selling stuff, did you ever imagine that you would be this tender?
No. This? Oh, if you only knew me then. Being in sales, I did everything I could to get an order, and things that I'm not proud of, but I got into a lot of things, especially drinking alcohol, entertainment, taking my clients to clubs that I should never have been in, and I could justify it. I said, Lord, I need this because the other salesmen are doing it. I need to do it. And I became addicted. I became addicted to that, and that addiction's gone.
Yeah.
That I have. The only addiction I have is loving God, and that's the best addiction.
That's good. That's the best addiction.
Yeah, it's awesome.
There's I was a youth pastor at Christian Life Center. It was kind of inner city, and there ain't no high like the Holy Ghost a high, and it was always it's smoking blunts and getting by or something like that. That's all I remember of it. I always think about that. There's no addiction like.
Right.
Like,
no.
That's the only one that satisfies that you can continue on deeper and deeper and deeper.
And I think you hit the nail on the head by saying satisfied. My life is complete with Christ.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was always searching. I was always looking. I was always trying to be happy. But I have joy in my life when the circumstance around me could be the worst. I still have joy in anything that happens to me.
Yeah.
And that is the beauty of knowing Christ.
Yeah, that's good. So you have, how old are your two oldest boys?
I think Damon is
give me a range.
36 and 32.
So they know a new you now.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that was one of the reasons I came back to the Lord, was my 32-year-old, my second son, was about 7 weeks premature, and it was an emergency operation And the doctor said he's going to be blind, he's going to be deaf, he's going to have respiratory problems. I went down to the chapel in the hospital, and I cried. I said, Lord, take me, save my son. I said, your argument with me, God, is with me, not my son. And I prayed that, Lord, I would start going to church. And my son came out fine. He's almost 5'10". He's, he's a great, great son. But during the times that I had a bad relationship or no relationship with God, I would still cry out to Him. And I know He hears those prayers.
Yeah.
But it's to humble yourself. Because during that 33 years of my life where I didn't want any part of God, I was prideful. I said, I can do this on my own. I don't need you.
So for you on that in 2000 when Allison, what did humility feel like for you? What did that mean? You just stopped arguing. What did it feel like?
It's succumbing to God. It's realizing that He has my best interest. Mm-hmm. He knows what I should be doing.
Yeah.
He knows everything about me,
even
the deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah.
And He still loves me? Wow, that's powerful.
That is powerful. That's freeing.
Yeah, it's very liberating,
Yeah, it is.
And so knowing that, I just I wanted to seek Him. And I decided, you know what, God, you've been hitting me on the head all my life. It's time for me to come to You.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that, even being born and raised Catholic, baptism, they believe that you're saved. I wasn't saved. I know now I was saved probably at the age of 50 because I lived my life the way I wanted to, not the way the Lord wanted me to.
That's good.
So.
That's great. You guys enjoy that?
It's awesome.
Just give them a hand. Thank you, Herman. Thank you very much.